what we have heard a lot of during the course of the 2025 legislative session is discussion regarding public safety and crime bills. These have received a lot of attention because they result in death and injury to many New Mexicans. They also tend to place a real heavy burden on the healthcare system when we have situations like this. And New Mexicans in general have basically responded to surveys and polls that have been conducted indicating that crime is a major problem. And there have been more than 40 bills that have been introduced during the 2025 legislative session, which are aimed at addressing crime and public health and safety issues. And I'd like to just touch on a few of them that I think are very important and will be issues which will be discussed and have a somewhat controversial nature in many of them. And we will be keeping an eye on them to see precisely how they progress during the course of the session. The first bill I'd like to bring up is that of House Bill 12, which would essentially expand the law that allows firearms to be temporarily taken away from individuals who may be deemed as dangerous to themselves or others. And that bill has passed the House Consumer and Public Affairs Committee. The vote was 4-2, and it was Democrats voting for it, Republicans voting against. Republicans generally tend to be in opposition of any laws that inhibit private citizens' access to firearms. And their feeling is that the that various aspects of the Bill of Rights ensures that people can own guns and should have them if they feel that they need them. I'd also like to talk about Senate Bill 32, which makes it a fourth-degree felony of possession of a stolen firearm. The bill will accomplish that if it is passed. Senate Bill 70 amends the state racketeering law to include human trafficking and other crimes. House Bill 165 makes it easier to hold defendants accused of certain violent crimes in jail until trial. House Bill 166 increases the criminal penalty for convicted felons in possession of a firearm. Senate Bill 95 also makes it a capital crime to sell fentanyl to anyone who subsequently dies due to an overdose. And these are just a few of the items, which some of which were called for by the governor during the course of the special legislative session that she called in July of 2024, most of which were not dealt with. There was very little that was done during the course of the special session. So these pieces of legislation have emerged here during the 2025 session and will probably be the source of a lot of discussion before action is taken on them. And let me just remind the listeners that in order for a bill to become law, it has to pass various committees in the chamber in which it's introduced. And if it does pass those committees, it then is action is taken on it on the full floor of the chamber in which it was introduced. And if it passes there, it then is sent to the other chamber, either the House of Representatives or the Senate, for action there by various committees. And if it passes there, it then goes to the full floor of the House or the Senate. Action is taken on it. And if it is passed there in the same structure that it passed the previous House, it then goes to the governor for action. And the governor can either sign it into law, veto it, or exercise what is known as a pocket veto by not taking action on a bill within a specified time frame. So we will continue to keep an eye on what is happening as far as legislation is concerned. And I want to wish all of our listeners a very good day.